7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh. Oh, we got a lot of code today. And let's kill it. Boom. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm extraordinarily messed up. Listen to the last couple of episodes if you need the details, but anyway. Once again, I'm going to sit here in front of my synthesizer. And that's what I'm doing. I better turn this thing on. Is this on? Is this off? It's on now. And what I was sort of thinking about doing was, we've got a lot of modulation. We've got a lot of modulation going in this wacky little patch that we've got rolling up here. But, is it all that thrilling? Let me bring you back to where we were. Give it some gain. And of course, then there's this part. Okay, so what? God, I don't feel like doing this today. I am super messed up, but that's okay. When am I not? But what I was thinking was, we kind of started talking about this yesterday. Why is this cord plugged in, and what is it plugged into? Oh, that's some pitch data. Okay. I thought that maybe the thing to do today would be to mult, meaning multiply some of this modulation and feed it into something else, because we only get it really during that part and, some of this. So if we've got all this fancy modulation, maybe we need to do something with it. Am I right? I think I'm right. So I think the general idea today is that we are going to... How many splitters do I have? How many molts do I have? I got molts. We're going to mult stuff. We're going to split off some of this wacky, wacky modulation that we have. And we're going to feed it into our formant synth. See if we can get anything kind of weird sounding out of it. Which I imagine we will be able to do. But the big question is, how are we going to do this? And am I going to want to run it into the VCA? And etc., etc., etc. So what channel is this on? That's there, okay. What's on this channel? Nothing. But there's something plugged into it. Why is there something plugged into it? Oh, there's nothing on the other end of the cable. Okay, let's plug that into the formant synth. And we do have something here. Yeah. Not super thrilling. That's just some pitch voltage. Uh-oh, the cat's walking through. Don't step on the synth, you will make it go out of sync. Sync Kitty shows up. So, hi, Pippa, I really need you to move because I can't see my stuff. Okay, I've grabbed one of my little splitters here, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to just, how am I going to hold the microphone and do this at the same time? We're just going to split this off. And, what is the most interesting thing we got going on here? Well, this is pretty damn weird, so let's take it. Cat is standing on the dude, you're spanking me. Yeah, and this is random. This is random square waves that's affecting the brightness level of our melody thing, which is not being played right now. So now that we've got a splitter splitting it, we can take another cable, plug it into our little handy dandy splitter here. Duck, cat, I can't see anything. And what do we plug this into? Let's go into the vowel shape. What does this give us? Cat is now sitting on this keyboard. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? You're the kitty mazinger. Alright, now we need to do the same thing. We're gonna grab another little splitter. These are the little splitters that I made. Just take four jacks, 3.5 millimeter jacks, and you bust them together. And then you, cover them in shrink tubing, and they work great, but are difficult to plug in one-handed. No, don't. No, it's not a toy for you. Don't swing your paw at it. Let's take this one. That's the cat. Pippa, do you want to stand somewhere else? That would be super convenient. What are you doing? Yeah, and the drums are off now because she's hit the sort of the scratch button. Okay, that's fine. Okay, she's standing up. She's smelling all the cables, thinking that I must be making some very delicious kitty spaghetti, which I am. Oops, is this gonna reach? Yeah, this will reach. We're gonna plug this into the formant. And now we get this. Okay. That's a weird sound. Not very melodic. I don't know what's happening. We need to gate this. This is sort of gobbledygook at this point. So let's unplug the output. Plug it instead into a VCA. Then we run another cable from the output of the formant synth. It's not kitty spaghetti. If it's gonna reach, I'm gonna have to thread it between a bunch of cables, which means I gotta put the microphone down. So hold on a second. The cat won't give me any damn room at all. Okay, let's put that there for a second. Hey, duck, cat, your face is in my way. Yeah, licking me doesn't help. This is not gonna work. So we gotta go with a longer cable here. Plug
that into here. Plug that into there.
And now we need some more modulation. We need something to open up the VCA. So we're going to need some kind of gates. And boy, oh boy, have we got gates. So we're going to take another cable. It happens to be red. We're going to take gates out of the main sequencer. And we're going to... No, this is not for you. And we're going to plug that into the VCA, which gives us this. Huh. I'm not overly thrilled. Let's throw a switch. Yeah. Maybe we should be using LFOs for this. Or you know what we should be doing? I don't like these gates. They're going away. So what else can we plug them into? Where did we get those triplets from? Where can we copy triplets? What does this do? What if we plug it into here? And flip the switch. Oh no, that's the filter switch. We don't need anything of that. We need to, do what now? Oh god, I feel like crap. We need gates. We need interesting gates. We could do something random. I don't mean random, I mean probabilistic. We could throw some probability into the mix. Or, what if, do we have any more splitters? No, but we got molts. So let's turn this on so I can double check that we're on the right thing. Oh, we already used this. What about this bad boy? What did we use this for? I don't know. Let's molt it. Oh, is the cable gonna reach? Maybe. Okay. We are now molted. And we need to just plug this red bad boy in. Kinda like it like that a little bit better. But we're gonna stop this because everything's out of sync because the cat was walking on the synth. Sync it back up and start again. And that should be in sync with then this, which I don't have turned on, which is what, this? Kinda. Maybe we need to tune it a little bit better. Okay, how are we gonna tune? I gotta put the microphone down. Hold on. First thing we do is we stop. And, this doesn't do me any good. We're gonna do it on the fly here. It's the only way to do it. So yeah, making up the tube stuff as we go along. What do we get? Let's turn off the drums so I don't get too distracted. Because we're just trying to tune stuff here. And we don't need it on dude. We need it on this. And what am I doing? Tuning this. What note is this? What key is this in? In this? What the hell key is that? Putting the microphone back down again because I think that's... Well, we can't do anything without it running. Not bad. Okay, yeah, whatever. Guess we could bring some other stuff in now. Instead of taking it out. Gonna turn that off. Gain staging is now weird. We could use some other weird thing. Let's pop that out. Let's use the filter envelope generator from Florian. No. Let's use the VCA envelope generator from Florian. No. It's way better like this. Where's my bass? Get that bass back up in here. Yeah, that clashes like hell. I want to reset everything here. I'm going to turn all the drums back on. And is this ready to go? I don't know. Thank you. back the way it was. Two green chords. Okay, we just lost the drums. What happened? Don't know. We gotta fix this now, I guess. Hold on. Why does this not work the way it used to? Okay, we got 1 bar, 2 bar, 3 bar, 4 bar. And we press out. I hate this junk. My only advice to anyone is to buy real damn synth. It's better for your health. Okay. Putting the microphone down so I can unplug this thing. Yeah. Okay. Now let's plug it into a fast LFO and see what happens. Not that much more interesting, is it? What if we go into a slower LFO? Or a slower one? Let's flip the switch. That's sufficiently weird. Kinda like it. I don't know. Is this all coming apart? It all seemed like such a good idea, but I'm putting the microphone down again so that... Oh, goddamn, the cat's back. You need to stay back. Keep your fluffy butt back a little bit. Because I gotta unplug this thing. This splitter. Since we're no longer using it. And maybe... Just maybe... We need to use double LFOs. So let's take this LFO out of here now. Just leave the cord dangling. We'll stick that in there. Reset everything so it starts right. And here we go. No, don't stand on the keyboard. Okay, somehow this works better for me. Don't step on the keyboard, cat. Okay. Maybe we need to change some of this pitch. Those two low ones. It's weird. Alright, let's bring the gain up for a We're about to run out of time, and I just realized something. Today's Tuesday, but it's not taco day for me because I actually had tacos in the hospital delivered to me from Abelardo's last week. But today is Tuesday, and it's open mic night at that bar. And, wow, something weird is going on. Did I accidentally erase? Oh, no, we're not there yet. That open mic night is at that bar tonight. The Deadhead Bar. And, yeah, I really need to go to see what's going on, but yeah, that's not happening today, is it? No, I can't be driving. So let's just wrap this up. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
We'll be right back.